Welcome to the AFL Ratings Podcast. Tonight we talk to Ryan Daniels, Footy Rhino on Twitter, and we go through this week's team selection. This podcast was recorded on Thursday night, March 28th, and that was at 10:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Time. Make necessary adjustments as news comes to hand. Enjoy the pod.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, so let's bring in Ryan Daniels. G'day, Rhino.
Yeah, g'day, Pete. How are you going?
This week's team selection, we go to North Melbourne and Carlton. So no change for the Kangaroos. And for Carlton, Marchbank, Wiedering, Elijah Hollands in, and Young, Kemp and Cunningham out. Now, Elijah Hollands is set to play a forward and probably a sprinkling of midfield usage, according to Michael Voss today.
Yeah, that's kind of always been his ghost. It's, you know, his time at the Suns as well. A bit of wing, bit of half forward. He could be a really great player if he can harness his talent, his potential, because high draft pick, obviously came off a knee when he was drafted. Never quite put it all together for the Suns. Spent it for drugs over the summer. So it's been stop-start, but the talent is there. So if he can unlock it, it could be something pretty special. I think he's probably worth a flyer in a draft league or something. You know, I think he's only mid-eligible, but he's likely to get forward status at some point. If you're a deep league, I don't hate it, particularly if you're a keeper or a dynasty league. I really don't hate it. He's a talent. I like all the changes that Carlton made. Obviously, Wiener coming in is bad news for a guy like Larky. Means he probably won't touch the footy. North Melbourne making no changes. He's probably deserved. I watched that game, obviously, they played Freo last week, and they were really good in patches. You know, you're starting to see it. Like, you know, when you watch West Coast, you're not seeing it yet. When you watch North Melbourne, you're seeing 20 minutes or even 30 minutes of pretty exciting footy and what the future might look like. So I like that Alistair Clarkson didn't make any changes. I think it's probably deserved given the way that they played last week. So fascinating game. We've seen a lot of goals on Good Fridays, but as I said, Wiedering coming in, shut down Larky a little bit. Those North Melbourne key backs are in for a world of pain. Kurnow and Mackay could score absolutely massive tomorrow.
On to the second game on Friday, Fremantle and Adelaide. No change for the Dockers. I'll get you to bring those up to date for a few details in a couple of seconds. And for Adelaide, Borlase, Scholl in, and Berry and Butts out. Now, for the Crows, the Berry omitted was interesting. He subbed out of the game last week as well. And a potential matchup of Dawson and Hayden Young.
Yeah, so just quickly on Berry, obviously, you know, they've been called one speed. They've been called vanilla. I think that's, you know, fair. I mean, Berry and Laird and Crouch are all very similar types of players in certain ways. Dawson's probably the most dynamic one, but he's not exactly a speedy player, so they do need to add some pace to that middle. Maybe Berry coming out means a bit more time for Rankin or Soligo or Rochelle or somebody who's got a little bit of pace. So that'll be an interesting watch. The Hayden Young Dawson matchup, I flagged that with Justin Longmuir on Monday night, and he said, yeah, absolutely, we're looking at that. Similar types of players. Last year when they moved Hayden Young to that role, I know a big part of it was they loved what Jordan Dawson did and they saw that Young could be that type of player. So having him play on Dawson is almost like, you know, him doing an education. So I think that's going to happen. I'd actually be surprised if it doesn't. Is it a bad thing for Hayden Young? I don't necessarily think so. I know people are a bit out on Young at the moment from a fantasy perspective, but he's learning a new role. I think he'll figure it out. He's too talented not to. So I can't wait to watch that matchup.
Couple of games on Saturday, Essendon. So Redmond, Parrish, Kelly in, Sardis, Wright, and Davey Jr. out. For the Saints, Butler, Caminiti, and Angus Hastie makes his debut. And Mason Wood obviously injured there, Liam Henry hamstring, and Max King out for the suspension. So Parrish back for the Bombers is interesting. He's going to get into that midfield. Setterfield was a test with a knee concern for this week. So just keep an eye on that one.
Yeah, Parrish makes a big difference to their midfield mix. Obviously, Hobbs is in that team, Satterfield's in that team, Merritt's in that team, Durham's in that team, Perkins. Like, they're starting to get a lot of names in that space. So it'd be fascinating to see how the mix works. Surprised to see Sardis dropped. Obviously, he's a high pick, needs time, but obviously, they haven't seen anything they've liked in the first couple of weeks from him. And then, St Kilda's perspective, the midfield mix is going to be very, very interesting because they are short in that space. Windhager's probably going to be the big winner. Seb Ross will probably get another little run in the middle. He always seems to survive the cull, Seb Ross. But they're short-handed in the midfield. So there might be opportunities. As I said, Windhager's probably the big, big winner.
Yeah, interesting that Wilson could go on to win there as well. Ross Lyon did mention that at his press conference today, at his press conference today. So on to Port Adelaide and Melbourne. Just a couple of changes here, one each. McEntee and Williams in and out. And for Melbourne, Stephen May misses. Taj Woden in. So tougher matchup for the power mids this week. Clayton Oliver with a finger concern this week heading into the game.
Yeah, interesting matchup in the midfield there. Butters, Rosie. Then you've got on the other side Petrarca and Oliver. Like, it's a lot of great talent. I'm fascinated to see with the Port Adelaide forwards, can Marshall, can Dixon get off the chain? No Stephen May. Jake Lever is probably a little bit banged up, even though he is playing. That he didn't look 100% by the end of that game last week. So I'm fascinated to see how that'll go because obviously Woden not a key defender. It probably means Petty has to go back. And help out Lever, you would assume. And then from there, it'll be a fascinating watch. I'm sad to see Dill Williams come out of that team because I think he's a super talent.
Onto two Sunday games. So squads only. I'll just do the outs here. So Caulfield unfortunately injured. Richards out, concussion there for the Bulldogs. No changes on the outs for the West Coast. I'll get you to bring us up to date in a second. And for Richmond, the outs, Trusais unfortunately injured. Justin Clark there on the out as well. Cunningham misses for the Swans. And Sam Wicks is on the out there as well. So just a West Coast update and anything else you like.
So West Coast, no changes yet, as you mentioned. Andrew Gaff, a chance to return. Oh, I can't imagine they'll bring him straight back in, but stranger things have happened at West Coast in the last couple of years. Harvey Johnston is one of the other ins. This guy's super quick. I think he'll play this year. I don't know if he'll play this week, but he would definitely be in the mix for a game. Liked his preseason, very fast, pretty much a pure winger or a half forward at this time of his career. And Jack Williams, the other one, who probably won't play, but it sort of puts Darling on notice in terms of, hey, we've got this other guy ready to come in. Jack McRae is probably the big one from those other teams, included in the squad, no guarantee to play. And knowing Bevo, there's every chance he makes him the sub, God knows. But yeah, it'll be a fascinating weekend of footy, Pete.
Who's your favourite fantasy player of the week? Mine is Isaac Heaney this week. He's got a great matchup against Richmond at the MCG on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, I like that one. The other one for me is Harry Sheezel. I'm happy to put leadership towards him in terms of vice captaincy or captaincy. I think he's going to have a really big score on Marvel Stadium on Good Friday.
All right, Rhino, where can the listeners find you?
Usual spots, Pete. Footy Rhino on Twitter, Triple M over here. I'm calling the Frio Adelaide game. So if you want to listen to that, I think it's on the listener app. Otherwise, usual spots.
And you can find me at AFL Ratings Pete on Twitter, aflratings.com.au for a stack of fantasy information. AFL Ratings, the main account there as well. Okay, Rhino, until next week's team selection, have a great night.
You too, Pete.